This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. It is June 6, 2022. The airport in Buenos Aires. Landing is a cargo plane, a 747. The cargo plane is said to be in the possession of Venezuela, the state, and yet that cargo plane has not left Buenos Aires since June 6th. On board that cargo plane are lots and lots of questions with no answers. We're going to ask some of those questions in these next minutes with Emmanuel Antulengi of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who is going to allow us to arrange dots that cannot be connected but are highly suggestive, reaching back to 1994 and the bombing of the Jewish center by bad actors from Iran, to May of 2022 and the murder of a prosecutor from Paraguay in Colombia, and then, of course, to the regimes in Buenos Aires, in Caracas, and certainly in Tehran, and on to Moscow. All of these things are on board that aircraft that remains in Argentina, and the crew that was on board, whose passports were taken away by Argentine authorities and remain, to our knowledge, in position to answer questions when and if. Emanuele, this is overwhelming. So that aircraft that is now on Buenos Aires, what do we believe it was being used to do for the Caracas regime, the Tehran regime, even the Argentine regime? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thank you for having me on your show. What we do know is that this is an old aircraft that used to belong to Mahan Air, the Iran ostensibly private airline that's been sanctioned for assisting the regime's logistical operations in Syria mainly. This is the airline that carried both militias and weapons to Syria. And we know that the people on board have connections to Mahan Air. So this plane arrives in Buenos Aires on June 6th and it has a bumpy ride. That part of the reason why the story becomes a story is that the plane cannot land in Buenos Aires for weather conditions. There is a dense fog. So it is diverted to Cordoba, where it stays for a few hours. Then it comes back to Buenos Aires when the weather clears up. And by then, it has insufficient fuel to fly back. The plane belongs to Emtrasur, a subsidiary of Conviasa, the Venezuelan airline owned by the state and sanctioned by the U.S. government. And the crew is extraordinarily large. There is 19 members of the crew on board. And we also know that it is carrying a measly cargo from a value standpoint of about $800,000 worth of spare parts. So there are a lot of anomalies that we're seeing. We're seeing a Venezuelan aircraft that has never before come to the region for cargo transport. It has an unusually large crew of 19 people. Five of them are Iranians. The value of the cargo is very small, and the plane is meant to leave Buenos Aires empty. So from a commercial, financial standpoint, it makes absolutely no sense. The plane gets stuck in Buenos Aires because nobody wants to refuel the plane. The providers locally are not sure whether the plane is Iranian or Venezuelan, but they understand that they're exposed to secondary sanctions by the U.S. if they refuel the plane, and the plane cannot go anywhere further than nearby Uruguay, but Uruguay blocks its airspace. So at that point, the Argentinian authorities confiscate the passports of the crew and begin investigation. What they find is that the crew is not made of just pilots and a couple of technicians and logistics experts, but there are very important people on board. There is a senior Iranian official from the IRGC who used to be in charge of an Iranian regime-owned airline and now is the manager of another cargo airline that is involved in transporting weapons and logistical supplies to both Syria and Russia. They have the CFO of the Venezuelan company. In other words, people who have no place manning the crew of an aircraft around the world. So these are the anomalies. And the question is, why are they there? What are they doing? Now, you mentioned Pecci. And
this
and
is the murdered prosecutor from Paraguay who was on his honeymoon in Colombia when he was gunned down by men on jet skis who were subsequently linked to a Venezuelan gang of Colombians and other nationals. But it might also be connected to a Brazilian gang. Extremely complicated. However, Pecci is dead, and this aircraft may have clues. Please continue, Emanuele.
Indeed. And there are two reasons for that. The first, of course, is that while the executioners of Pecci were Colombians and Venezuelans, the Paraguayan investigation so far suggests that the intellectual authors, the orders for the murder came from Paraguay. And they're looking into both organized crime from the region or potentially Hezbollah, which is, of course, active both in Paraguay, the tri-border frontier of Paraguay, Brazil, and Argentina, and it's active in Colombia and works with the local cartels.
And a note, now, Pecci's chief occupation as a Paraguayan official before his honeymoon is to prosecute a case that involves the Hezbollah of the Iranian-Lebanese influence and also Hezbollah tied to international narco-terrorism and also to bad actors such as Russia. Please continue, Emanuele.
Absolutely. He was involved in three key investigations bringing Hezbollah financiers to justice alongside investigations against corrupt politicians and organized crime in the region. So he had many enemies, and any one of them could have ordered the murder. Now, why is this connected? Because what we know now is that the aircraft that is stuck in Buenos Aires and some of the members of the crew being currently held in Argentina came to the tri-border area with that same aircraft 3 days after Pecci was murdered. And they arrived in the tri-border area and stayed there for 48 hours. And nobody knows who they met and what they did in those 48 hours. What we do know is that they came empty and picked up a cargo of cigarettes manufactured by the former president of Paraguay's company, Tabesa. And the former president of Paraguay, of course, was sanctioned by the U.S. as a significantly corrupt person for covering up and obstructing the course of justice and investigation into transnational crimes and foreign terrorist organizations while he was in office. This happened last week. So all of these are suggestive that there is a connection, that the flight to Paraguay and subsequently to Argentina may not be just a coincidence with all of the other events. And this is, of course, an airline, as you mentioned, that was not just involved in flying car spare parts from Mexico to Buenos Aires or cigarettes from Paraguay to Aruba, but has been crisscrossing the world, going to hotspots during the past 5 months, including Russia, including Pakistan, including West Africa, including Cuba, Nicaragua, and so on. So one of the theories is that the cargo is actually a cover. It's a cover for senior Iranian and Venezuelan officials to move freely under the disguise of being crew members. And some of them are indeed pilots, but they're also senior political officials. And that disguise allows them to travel to different places in the world and potentially to connect with local networks, providing supplies, providing instructions, providing resources, briefing and debriefing and so on. And that is the bottom line of the investigation underway in Argentina. Find out why these very senior officials under cover of this cargo operation are traveling around Latin America.
The significant figure on board, we'll start with the evidence, human evidence, is Gassemi. He is, yes, IRGC. That is the biggest clue staring at me. When you, in the old Cold War days, Emanuele, we remember, if somebody turned out to be a member of the KGB, you had a completely different case than you did before you knew that fact. The IRGC in an aircraft on the ground in Buenos Aires. To pursue that is to open up the scale of this. And your article at the Dispatch suggests this is not just a recent series of events having to do with murder in Colombia and smuggling somehow between Mexico and Caracas and Argentina. But what we have here is evidence of a network that's been going on for some time, a very sophisticated network that has either fooled or been permitted to fool a whole lot of national states, a lot of states.
Yes, indeed. Gholam Reza Qasemi is indeed linked to the IRGC from his past service there. But what is more interesting here is not just the fact that he is an IRGC member and a regime official, is how senior he is. You know, he is a manager and board member and shareholder of the Iranian cargo company controlled by the IRGC that is moving weapons both to Syria and ostensibly to Russia. So why is he piloting, he's listed as the captain of the aircraft, piloting an old Boeing 747 around Latin America? It's a bit like have Jeff Bezos driving Amazon Prime trucks to deliver, you know, your orders somewhere abroad. It absolutely makes no sense. And the only answer that I can think of is that the plane, the cargo, and its travels are a cover for senior officials, both from the Iranian government and the Venezuelan government, to move about freely and establish direct contact. And this, if this is true, this is an escalation, because it is not just an undercover operative from a secret service, from an intelligence agency, traveling to do what they do. This is the most senior official to date, bar ministers of the government, who comes to Latin America and goes around for months doing this job. So this is clearly an indication of how much more invested than in the past the Iranians have become in penetrating Latin America and spreading chaos.
Very good questions. We do not have answers, but there are even bigger questions here, reaching to a crime that took place in 2015, the murder of an Argentine prosecutor, Alberto Nisman, the night before he was to give evidence about who, in fact, was directly linked to the bombing of the Jewish Community Center in 1994 and the Argentine government. He was murdered. That murder remains unsolved. So when we come back, what about Nisman? What about the Buenos Aires government right now, the Vice President Kirchner? What does this mean for connecting all of these states in the populist wave that has now taken over this the new world? Emmanuel Ottolenghi of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, a cargo plane on the ground in Buenos Aires, everything you want in a mystery. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.